Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins got a 5-2 win over the Calgary Flames last night. Despite being down 2-1 in the first, Patrice Bergeron with a power play goal. Coach, what do you got on that?
The power play goal was something we saw in the first period on the entries. They were jamming us at the blue line, so we made a little adjustment, thought we could sneak behind them, and Krug executed a great pass and perfect timing, so we got in behind and were able to capitalize. So, yeah, and like I said, Bergie's, you know, from that area of the ice. He's lights out this year and getting rewarded for hitting the net, first of all, and putting in a tough spot for the goalie to handle.
Two goals for Bergeron.
What? That's crazy. I saw these, like, 37s Hall of Fame, definitely going into rafters. I'm like, why you gonna put Jordan Richards' number up in the rafters? And it was Bergie the whole time.
True 37s.
They'll play another hockey game on Saturday night when they begin their Western road trip. Just spoke with Coach Brad Stevens, whose Celtics are home tonight to take on the Clippers. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell have that call. Starting with the pregame at 7:30 right here on your flagship station for the Boston Celtics, 98.5, the Sports Hub. At the Olympics, U.S. men's hockey team leading 2-0, less than 6 minutes left. Then two goals scored by Slovenia. They went on to win in overtime, so the U.S. only salvages a point. Next up, Slovakia on Friday. Headlines are brought to you by Bill DeLuca Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Want to stay connected to Boston sports?
Who do you root for?
Connect with Boston's home for sports online. 98.5thesportshub.com. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. California.
Your calls here. 617-779-0985. John is in Rhode Island. Hey, John. John? I'll put him on hold, but I think he hung up on us. Dave in Framingham. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Quick question. We were talking about the Pats earlier. What do you think the chances Martellus Bennett's back, you know? Seems like a solid
zero.
Patriot.
I think he's done. None. I think he's banged up. He's hurt. He's been away from it now. He's almost 2 years out of it. It's, yeah.
He's only 30 years old, though. You don't think he can...
I think he's got the body of a 37-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, he said he was retiring after this year before he came back.
Lack of desire.
Had to be convinced to come back here, and he did, and then he flamed out.
Boy, that was quick, too. Bang, bang, and next thing you know, he was out. Cut that one little drag route, and you're like, wow.
You never know, though. If he goes into the offseason, he gets healthy, feels good, and then, you know, May or June roll around, and he's feeling good, and he wants to come back and take another shot at a title.
I'd be interested. Yeah.
Doesn't strike me as someone who loves football so much that he has to have it forever. Like,
he's got that gig.
He's just got other stuff going on that he can transition
society.
Into.
What's that, Imagination Nation or?
Information Society.
Stop.
Imagination Agency is the name of
it. Pure Energy.
Pure Energy.
Pure Energy.
Imagination Agency.
Imagination Agency.
Right.
I'd like to do a book with him. I really would. Help him do the illustrations on a kid's book. That'd be fun. That would really be fun. We do a little thing called Life of Jim. The baby. The bald baby. All around all day. A baby Patriots fan.
Baby fish mouth.
Baby fish mouth. What's that from?
Don't go home, Bill
Baby.
Don't
go home, Bill Baby.
Yes, please, sir. Don't mean maybe.
What is that from? Bob?
Nope.
What is it?
I'm going to let you stew.
God dang you. I hate you.
Baby fish mouth. John in Rhode Island, you there?
Hello?
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing? I was just saying the other guy, the other truck driver, I'm a truck driver too. He was talking
What?
You're a truck driver too. I got it.
Yeah,
I heard
on a little more of that truck driver medicine. He's on a little more of that medicine than the last guy. Go ahead.
He was saying you guys are only doing first round draft picks. He was talking about all the draft picks, like second, third, fourth, fifth round picks.
Yeah,
He wants to like every draft pick.
He hits more, you know, on the first one, but the other ones, a lot of them he's whipped on. And,
Jesus, you have a tiger in your car? Or is that a Fisher cat? Did a Fisher cat just eat the phone?
You think that's
Do you
just,
guys have Fisher cats at your house?
You think that's just 5 hour energy, or you think that might be another truck driver's supplement at work there?
We've got another guy who's in a truck.
This is great.
Elias in a truck. What kind of truck you drive? A big truck? Small truck?
Sato.
What's up?
What kind of truck you in?
I'm in a Ford Transit.
Nice.
Oh, all right. Not really a truck.
It's working.
That's a truck.
Hey, so what do you guys think about Pats getting a guy like Deion Jones from Atlanta? You know, athletic linebacker with a defense.
Nope. Party foul. No names. No names.
He's not ready for names.
We're not doing names.
I'm not ready for names.
This is about priorities. What should your priority be?
Need.
Should it be the quarterback or should it be your defense?
Yeah, I mean,
and if you've got something else you want to suggest, we're all ears, but we will likely shut it down.
That's the equivalent of getting like the Hall of Fame. Deion Jones, a 23-year-old Pro Bowl linebacker from Atlanta. You're not getting him.
I was going to say, why not go get Miles Jack?
You mentioned that guy there from the Eagles earlier.
So you mentioned him, Jacksonville linebacker.
What's the guy
linebacker?
You like there on the Eagles?
What if we gave them Gilmore and we took Ramsey and Miles Jack and Bortles? And Bortles could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like Fletcher Cox? Why don't we just get him?
You see, he was talking about those Cox that they couldn't block him.
Cock down.
Right. Here's what we're going to do. And it's the fun part of the offseason. You start ranking needs and wants, not names. Names.
I already see two names back on the board.
Obviously,
in New Hampshire.
Quarterback
is
a
priority. What's the priority, Greg?
I think. What about and try to get Richard Sherman?
No, we're not doing names.
Richard Sherman.
Doing names.
He's good.
Wait, I got one for you.
I'll have a Richard Sherman discussion.
If we're gonna do names,
you know what I'll have?
How about this?
March. We can do Richard Sherman. No.
Huh?
No.
Akeem Talib.
No,
go get him.
That's it.
Bring him back.
I need to put an end to this.
Bring him back. Let's do names.
Timeout.
Names.
I'd like to call a timeout.
Call with names.
Timeout right here.
Larry Fitzgerald.
30 seconds.
Larry Fitzgerald.
On the defense. Timeout. Need to halt this in its tracks. Timeout, Jim. Timeout. Need to take a break. Time this out.
Anquan Boldin.
Take a breath.
J.J. Watt.
Bertrand. Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're going to dance. And have some fun.
No,
that's right.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand. You know what story I keep seeing?
He ain't played Love Shack yet.
And it has Dan Roach fired up.
What?
Sing it, baby.
Dan Roach.
I mean, what does Roachy really get fired up about?
How many people has he really killed this week, you think? Like, in his yard?
Just in his yard?
Buried.
Animals or people?
Total's 4.5.
Usually you start with the animals.
He hasn't responded
a
single text to anyone in the business.
He has not. I've tried. And
I've tried multiple times.
That's not Roachy's style. It's probably, he's in a hard place.
They've told me back off.
He's upset because he's not going, as we've heard. But he also is probably upset that he hasn't been able to respond because he just wants to steer clear of the conversation about him not going to spring training.
Like, hey, so you can't, go to Patriots camp.
The best guy in the business. There's nobody better than that guy. But he's been tweeting about this situation up in Andover. Have you seen this story with the high school hockey coaches?
Yes.
The story continued yesterday because these coaches at Andover, who were accused of withholding food and water from players after losing games, they've been cleared during a school investigation. The school hired an outside investigator who has investigated the matter and has cleared the hockey coaches. So those guys are cleared. They've got a bunch of parents and a bunch of players who have stood up and have stood behind them and have supported the coaches during this time. They've been suspended. This started back in January.
Yep.
Rochie's fired up. He was tweeting yesterday, this should have never happened in the first place. Parents should have gone through proper protocol, first to the coach, then to the AD, then the principal. The problem is the parents went around and straight to DCF. And as someone close to Coach Kuchar told me, you can't unring the bell. Damage done.
Ring the bell.
Can't unring it. Once the bell has been rung. This is the world we live in now, Zoe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Parent?
Parents, see keyword there, parents.
Upset, what, that their kid didn't play?
I don't think little Jimmy had a candy bar in 90 minutes.
And they call DCF.
Yeah. Yeah. We live in a different world, buddy.
That is sad.
People ask me why I don't coach
again,
my kids.
Again, DCF, teams. If you didn't know, stands for the Department of Children and Families.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they deal with real life matters. They deal with children who are in a dire need of a better home,
yeah, yeah.
That are abused,
yeah.
That are neglected.
You wasted these poor people's time.
They deal with real problems. And some pissed off parent in Andover called DCF to try and get their kid's hockey coach in trouble.
Yeah, because the kid didn't eat since lunch and they were on a 90-minute drive to where? Springfield? Back?
But those accusations
were false.
Are turning out, again, according to other parents, players on the team, the coaches, and now this investigation by someone who was hired from the outside.
Takes one, man.
Have all said this it didn't happen. That it was made up. And now DCF has not wrapped up their investigation yet. And the school said they're going to put these guys back in as coaches once DCF clears them. You know why DCF probably hasn't had time to investigate that? Because they're out doing real matters. Their caseload is probably ridiculous to begin with. In fact, everyone knows it is. They're overwhelmed. They've got real world matters. Yeah. And they've got some parent up there in Andover calling because Johnny didn't get enough ice time. What's the recourse against that loser, whoever it is that called?
Code red.
Like,
trying to get the code redded.
Unbelievable.
Next team activity.
That takes
I'm surprised no one else has outed who it was that called yet. Like, someone's got to do that story.
It'll happen.
It'll
happen.
Who had the balls?
It always does.
Or who had the audacity? Or the lack of common sense or decency to do that. What an embarrassment. What an absolute embarrassment to your school and to your team. And that's not the fault of the kids on that team or that school. They've been put in a really bad light because of one angry loser parent.
So the school said that the accusations were not sustained. What does that mean to you? It doesn't say they were unfounded, proven to be untrue, not sustained. That's new language for me when it comes to something like that. What does that mean? Allegations were not sustained.
It's a weird phrase.
It's a weird
way to phrase it.
I really want to know what it means. Like,
I don't think you can.
Like, no one else would back it up, or it does it? If it means untrue, just say untrue. If it means it wasn't that big a deal, say, we didn't find it to be a serious infraction of school or coaching policy. Not sustained. It's a weird...
Just in a quick Google, it's apparently legal terminology.
For what?
I don't know.
What does not sustained mean? Obsolete, not supported, not kept up or supported by some aid. Unfounded versus not sustained. The fact that DCF is involved is ridiculous.
You're wasting their time.
It's obscene. It's absolutely obscene, is what it is.
I'd press charges from DCF.
Well, I don't have the ability to do that.
You can't do that. I understand that, but they need to respond to everybody's claims, and that's sad. That's the part of the problem here. You're wasting good people's time. Or a moron parent that's pissed. Little Billy didn't play.
Well, idiot. We don't know that's the reason. Maybe some Billy's... kid legitimately complained.
No, I'm assuming that.
And they wouldn't let me drink water on the bus ride home because we lost the game.
I couldn't eat my goldfish packets.
So I just looked it up on law.com.
Thank you, Jim.
So if somebody objects to an issue, a lawyer objects and a judge agrees with it, they sustain. It's sustained.
I think that's different. That's in it. Like
this is lawyer speak as well.
No. So if that basically somebody had an issue, right? The party objected, and the school said that it was not sustained, right?
Right. Correct.
You're using big words. I don't understand.
Warwick Jim.
I'm gonna take that as offense.
I'm offended.
Objection sustained. I agree with that. I agree with your objection.
Too short.
This isn't in court. It's
the opposite of overruling an objection.
It's identical.
Speak English. Did it happen? Were kids actually denied food and water on the bus ride home? Is more than one kid pissed off about it?
It's a simple question and answer.
Is it more than one kid who, worst case scenario, it didn't happen at all, and some kid made it up, and his parents called the school and DCF? That sucks. Is it totally true that the entire team was starving and dehydrated and the coaches said, no, you can't have anything to eat or drink for 90 minutes on the bus ride home? No, that's the other end.
Or is it somewhere
in the middle? It's probably somewhere in the middle. Why don't you tell us what happened and then we can all decide and don't involve DCF in the process. Or maybe, here's another idea, just handle it internally. But now that it's out there and DCF is involved, now it's got to be this big thing. And my gut tells me it's not that big of a thing.
Yeah. Guy probably watched Remember the Titans. Like, water? Who don't need water? You're not a man. That weakens you. Water weakens you.
But what has Rochie said about this, Beetle? That's what started this whole thing. So what did he
say? Rochie is firmly in the camp of the coaches.
Yep. And what did he say?
Probably knows the guys.
I read one of the tweets. Yeah.
It's just that one.
He's had a bunch. No. Oh, Rochie has been tweeting about this since last month.
Rochie's a townie. Rochie's a townie.
His latest. Yep. Because it's got Rochie fired kids up. Rochie fired up, you've got my attention.
Rochie's kids have played ball,
what
came
what
up through
this
the system.
Story? What is going on here?
Yep. Harry Mazzali. Come on, Bill Belly. Bailey. Right?
Yes, please, sir. Tell me maybe.
Got it.
And if the independent investigation here found that the coaches didn't do anything, the principal there at Andover is now just playing a game of cover your own ass. That's what that is. That's exactly what he's doing. Like, if they didn't
do it. What did you say? You need a water break. You need a water break. Water is for cowards. Yes. Water makes you weak. Water is for washing blood off that uniform, and you don't get no blood on my uniform. Boy, you must be outside your mind. We are going to do up-downs until Blue is no longer tired and thirsty.
Yes.
Well, that goes against the TB12 method right there.
Yeah, that's not good hydration. Proper hydration.
No. This is way, way, way back like in the 70s and 60s, man. Okay? There was no TB12 method yet. Hydration. Up-downs. 2 days. 3 days.
Boy, that's in the 90s. It was the same thing, though.
That was 1971. Yeah, wasn't that different in the 90s? Yeah. Wasn't that different then? It's definitely changed now.
That stupid, like,
that's definitely not the deal anymore.
Pump, that yellow thing, you got to pump and spray the long hose.
Who's your daddy, Jerry? Who's your daddy? Gary or Jerry, whatever you want to call you. Yeah, Mr. Dean Martin, Mr. Jerry Lewis. Let's give him a hand. Let's give it up for our TC Williams Titans here as they get ready to roll on through. Come on.
617-779-0985. We got takeaways coming up at 150. We'll do your calls next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins have a few days off after their 5-2 win over the Calgary Flames at the TD Garden last night, trailing 2-1 in the first. And then four unanswered goals to pick up the win. They begin a Western road trip on Saturday night. The Celtics are home tonight. One more game before the All-Star break. They welcome in Avery Bradley and the Clippers to the TD Garden. 8 o'clock tip. That means a 7:30 pregame. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell here on your flagship station for the Boston Celtics. 98.5, the Sports Hub. U.S. men's hockey team led Slovenia in their Olympic opener 2-0. Less than 6 minutes left. And ended up losing 3-2 in overtime. Well, they picked up a point. Next, they'll face Slovakia on Friday. Some sad news today. Tito Francona, former major leaguer, father of Terry Francona, former Red Sox manager, has died at the age of 84. Once again, Terry Francona's father, Tito Francona, has passed away at the age of 84. Headlines are brought to you by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah.
About. Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get ready. 617-779-0985.
Come on.
You ever heard this one?
What is this? The Way, Kissing the Candy Game. Why don't you put the Candy Girl on, New Edition? Give me a little of that.
Mabel's, Mabel's on the line. Oh. Mabel!
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Where you been?
Hey, listen, Hardy's quotes are from When Harry Met Sally, one of the best movies ever made, correct?
Yeah, he figured that. Yeah, he
figured it out last segment, mid-segment.
Yeah.
Yep, thank you,
oh,
though.
Okay, sorry, I missed it. Sorry for the Pats loss.
Thank
Not
you.
Really, but I'm trying to be nice.
They blew it.
Two questions for you guys. So I'm channel surfing last night, and I come across NFL Network, who I don't know if you guys have known, have been replaying old games.
Yep. Watched it was Green Bay, Dallas last night, right?
Hello. Okay, thank so you. Answer me this. Okay, thank you very much. So answer me this question.
Sure.
What other coach in
That's
the
a hell
NFL?
Of a hell of a throw by Aaron Rodgers to Devontae Wait. Adams.
Yeah. What other coach in the NFL would have given Aaron Rodgers over a minute and a half to score a touchdown? Can you just
Yours.
Name me one
Yours.
Coach?
Yours.
Name me another coach that's that dumb. And then
There's
tell me
none.
Why Jerry hasn't fired him. Just please tell me that.
Mabel,
please, 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 I beg you.
Mabel, your cowboy smarts has gotten so smart, it's unbelievable. He holds you back. Mabel's gotten smarter listening to our show. She's seen the light. She has seen the light. I clap her. That's it. Hold on, wait. You guys want to do something? Hold on. Let me get that paper on the back, my back here. But I tuck it in my pants. That cool? Let me take it out here. Let me look at it. Let me put some lip
it
balm
says
on.
Clap.
Yeah, clap.
That's what it says.
Clap. You have a puppet of a head coach. I never knew what anybody liked and saw in the guy. Was he smart? He went to Princeton. Ooh.
Chris is in New Hampshire. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to know what you thought of if Gronk, since the loss, has you think he changed his mind about coming back to football, or do you think he's really going to retire?
I don't know. Like, when I drive by his house, and I try and drive by it, you know, every other day, usually it's on my way home, it's like on Route 140.
The balloons?
And they go by, and I say, bye, Gronk's house. You know, I like to say that with my kids. Yeah, he's coming back. Yeah. I mean, can he act? Can he make money acting is the question. That answer would be probably yes. How many years are you going to do it?
Well, how
For
many...
him personally, it is so hard. He is the best at his position.
Yes.
He is a football player. That's
now, maybe,
all.
And
him
maybe
know
he's
how to
way...
catch ball, spike ball, put on uniform, take uniform off, play ball. You know, you play ball.
Maybe he's way more banged up than we even know about. Maybe he hurts way more than we would ever think because he
didn't
seems
show
to be
it this year.
Such an unstoppable type of guy.
You know what I mean? Like,
but if it's
health look good this year.
Normal football getting banged up.
A head one.
See, 28?
Yeah. I think he's got two left.
I think he's
two
got,
big ones.
I think he's got two left.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
It's giving you everything you
Unless
can.
He just decides he doesn't want to play football anymore. And what, it just now dawned on him that sometimes
Brady's
it hurts
not gonna let him do it.
When you play football?
Maybe.
Figure
that out.
Just now occurring to him I wouldn't hurt nearly as much if I didn't play football.
Yeah. He's got the dough, man. He hasn't touched his contract. He could do hokey-doke appearances left and right. He could show up at casinos. He could do cruises. He could find ways to make money.
I just hope
the Gronk brand sells, whether you like to admit it or not, sells.
I just hope he understands he's saying goodbye to greatness whenever he does that. And it happens to every player, and it's
you can't stop.
Don't do it before you have to.
Right.
Because if you go into acting, you might make more money. You're not going to be great.
No, those Bosworth movies were pretty good.
That's what I think of. And don't tell me about The Rock, because The Rock was an entertainer before he became an entertainer.
What about wrestling?
Yeah,
Jimmy will tell you.
If he's quitting because of injury, then you should not go do wrestling.
I agree with that.
And you're not going to be great at that either. Right? What you do now, you're great at. Don't say goodbye to greatness before you have to.
Jason and Attleboro up next on Zolak and Bertrand. Jason?
Hey!
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I want Zoe's take on this. So Belichick is GM and head coach, and what's the chances of him staying on? The reason why, as GM only, the reason why I say it is because he has kids on the staff.
Yeah.
Who's going to come to us if he changes?
Yeah, see, I understand. Totally understand what you're saying, but I think he is a coach at heart. It's so different being a GM as opposed to a coach, and it's a different approach. And I think Bill's not scheming, and he's not game planning, then that's not Bill. I think Bill likes building teams and roster building and that, but to be a GM, to sit there and just...
Go to what Hardy just said.
You know,
do what you're best at.
Coach.
Being a coach.
This. Pencil behind the ear. Here, write this down. Brian, Steve, write that down. You know? Let's go. What should we do? 17 play period or 19 play blitz period today? That's him. Stay there. Nick Caserio's your GM.
Plus, he's going to show Josh McDaniels his world.
He's going to... He wants him to stand by his side. I will open up my world to you. Who said that to Reese? And told Reese to print that. Nobody says that. Reese.
Someone who has a vested interest in making everything in New England look good. What are you mouthing to me? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Did you say Kraft? Is that what you just said?
No. Jesus.
Is that what you said?
Huh? Say it! If you're going to say it, say it.
Say it.
Okay. Good grief.
My God. It's not the most.
It's so not Bill. Like, hey, I'm going to show you everything. I'm going to show you. Open up my world here. I can't even stop. I can't even listen.
Bill's in an Instagram post on Linda's Instagram today, right?
Yeah, I thought he hates the Patriots. He has a Patriots visor on in shorts. I guess he just hates them.
Does he have water shoes on?
Yes, with the toes.
What are your thoughts on water shoes?
With the toes. No, you have to
they're
specify
good for
with the toes.
Okay, I mean, water shoes are water shoes, Jim.
No, they're not. No. The ones with the toes are a new level.
Yeah. He's got these new Nike ones on.
Does that make them what? What does that
dry,
mean?
Dry fit to his toes. They're individual, like, toe shoes.
Those dry fit?
Aren't those... Are, those I know who makes
you know
those.
What I'm talking about.
It's that company that has the hand as the logo. What is that?
Body Glove.
Yes!
Yeah.
Bingo. Hold on, ready?
You know what? They're probably good boat
body
shoes.
Body Glove.
Oh, they're probably great shoes. It's just that's shoes. A next level beach guy when you're wearing the toes.
Yeah. Right here, dude, found it. Look, those are them. What color are they? Yellow?
Yellow and black.
It's either next level beach guy or no kind of beach guy.
Well, here's the thing. Like, the last three toes, you got your big toe, the next toe, and then the final three are all one big toe in those shoes.
Really?
Yeah. So you're like a platypus.
It's like half mittens?
Yeah, platypus.
So you have
so
a little
Ben
bit more,
Volen would
little
wear
bit
these.
More control with the
these
large
are like
toe.
Ben Volen's feet with his attached to his cankles.
I don't think there's anything wrong with those. They're sleek looking water shoes.
Don't look good on dudes, man. Just don't. It cuts your foot off and it makes you.
What if you're on a very rocky
your legs
beach?
Legs look clunky.
Like a really
stand
rocky
barefoot,
beach.
Roll your jeans up and look like
crushed
a badass.
Shells.
No, you
have
can wear the water shoes without the toes in them, though.
Right.
They're fine.
So you have a thing against the toed water shoes.
Oh, man.
This is weird.
I don't think it's weird.
Throw some Crocs on or something. You know what I mean? I don't know.
There's no need for those.
There's no need for them.
For the
I'd rather cut my feet.
No, no, the water shoes, there's a need for the water shoes.
This is far more important than anything else we're going to do today. Ricky in Plymouth has a question for Zoe, or maybe a request for Zoe.
Ricky!
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
How you doing tonight? Zoe, how you doing, brother?
Great.
I'm always the goofball on Twitter retweeting your stuff. You and I were chatting a few weeks ago on the whole Kyrie deal about him being a princess.
Okay,
Nice. Zoe, I have a question for you, brother. I'm going to get married in September.
Oh!
My father would love it. You want to be the just a piece at my wedding?
$3,000.
Wait a minute. You serious?
Just a piece.
Well, I got to get ordained or anything?
Like, minister for a day certificate. You can do that online.
Beautiful, beautiful paid dinner. Great time, good people.
City chicken dinner?
I promise you won't get hounded.
Like stuffed chicken? I like getting hounded.
Yeah, we're actually going,
Where's the wedding?
Wareham, Mass.
Wareham? Okay. You can get there. That's an area you're familiar with.
Are we home? Are we away?
What's the date?
Yeah, weekend schedules in September. That's a little tricky for me.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. It's the 15th of September.
Yeah.
Well, schedule's not out yet. So let's keep that in limbo.
I know how you travel.
Well, why don't you call back in April when we have the schedule?
Well, wait. Live band or DJ?
DJ.
Okay, I'd like DJ. Cash bar or open bar?
Cash bar.
Ooh,
you
exactly.
Have how many cats do you have?
I'm a father of three, and I work two jobs, you know?
All right. And you know what? I'll do your wedding if it works out.
You're
if we're
a father
not traveling.
Of three. Why don't you have your kids get a paper out and help pay for the booze at the wedding, and that way you don't have to do a cash bar.
When they're old enough.
That's right.
How many guests can Zoe bring?
No.
Zoe can have himself plus four.
Wow.
Bring the show.
We can all go.
We do a live show.
We can all go.
Live broadcast.
Why don't you just nip this in the bud right now and tell them what your price is to get off the couch? What's your price to get off the couch?
For this guy, good fan of mine, and he's got kids, and he's working jobs, helping donuts. Zero.
$2,000.
Donuts.
Nothing.
He says he'll do it as long as it fits the schedule.
It's a Zoe guarantee. If it fits my schedule, I'll do it.
Phenomenal.
We're all going.
You drive me.
I'll drive.
That's my cost. You drive me.
Okay.
Ricky, call us back when the schedule comes out.
Ricky, you forget it.
I love you.
All right.
Love you.
Thank you, Ricky.
Ricky, got to pay for my gas.
Where do I bring this receipt? Who do I email this to?
It's $17 in gas to get down to Wareham and back.
Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
sweet. All right, time for today's takeaways. Zolak and Bertrand with you. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, four locations, Newton, Peabody, Quincy, now in Seekonk also, awaken180weightloss.com. Okay, Indianapolis Colts finally have a head coach, and I just scratched my head. Why was Josh McDaniels not comfortable with anything with the Indianapolis Colts? just bemused by it. It bewildles me. Bewildle. Bewilderment.
What was the other word you used today?
Exuberant.
Exuberant.
Exorbitant.
Exorbitant.
Exorbitant and bewittles.
Here's your fearless leader, Jim Irsay, trying to come up with words to introduce his new head coach, Frank Reich.
It's great to be here. It's been a process to get here as an owner when you have your general manager in place, but your head coach isn't in place as well. It feels strange. I mean, it's kind of like part of you is missing. I can only say this is that we really feel blessed having Frank as our head coach. I can't say enough about just him being in his prime, his experience, everything he brings to the table.
He's good.
Yeah. He is he's Tommy Boy.
Brings it to the table.
It's like Chris, Chris Farley sat down with
brings it.
Patrick Swayze. It's awesome, man.
It's just, I can't say enough about a guy
who
said he was going to come here, and now he's coming here. It's different for us.
He's got a lot of experience. You know where he was? Do you have any clue what he coached or where he coached? He couldn't even name it. He was at UCF at all.
He was with the team of the bird. Yeah. He's got a bird on the helmet there.
I talked to him, and like I said, we feel very blessed, Colts Nation.
Colts Nation.
Hashtag Colts Nation.
Hardy, takeaway.
Do it for the shoe.
Yes. We were talking earlier about what got us on the subject, Jim?
Love.
NBA All-Star Game.
All-Star Game, that's right. Phil Kessel being picked last at the NHL All-Star Game. This is excruciating.
It's an all-timer.
All right. And so we're not going to make Phil Kessel wait any longer. Go ahead, Nick Lidstrom, and make the announcement for Phil Kessel. Go ahead, Nick. Announce it.
All right. All right. We're happy with our last pick in the draft. We'll take Phil Kessel.
You know what? There is no shame. There are more than 600 players in the National Hockey League. Uh-huh. There were only 36 drafted today. Uh-huh. There are several hundred out there that would love to be here today. So, Phil Kessel. Phil, come on down for a second. Phil? Come on down for a second. Phil?
Come on, you little moon face.
Hey, Phil. Phil, come on down for a second. Come on down. Come on down.
Come on, Phil.
Let's give a hand for Phil Kessel, guys.
Yeah.
There's a bag of nuts for those cheeks of yours.
That's why the NBA draft needs to be televised for that moment.
I need that. I need that in the NBA. Yep.
Yes.
For both the front end of it and the back end. Who gets picked first? Right? You want that, and then you want to see who goes last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which ego gets pissed
off. All the stuff in the middle doesn't matter. Mine is this, the start to our interview with Brad Stevens today. Welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens joins us once again on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Brad.
That's my coach. Fault. Hold on.
Got him?
Sorry, Brad. There you go. Now you're up.
That's all right.
Hey.
Now I'm on. What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Not a lot. Hey. Getting ready for a nice game.
Here we go. Okay.
That was the first question for Brad Stevens.
So professional.
I am, always so good.
The whole thing.
Whoa.
Somebody.
No, it was so. Headphones. Keep your headphones.
I'm bringing them in next week. You're asking the first question.
Okay,
I will always ask the first question. You insist on
it. Because it sounds like, hey, guys, what's going on, man? Hey, screwed up.
Hey, AFC Championship week.
No, let's say that.
You always ask the first question.
Because you never have?
I'll ask it. I know that,
but it seemed like he was ready to have a little fun today. Like, hey, maybe play a little grab ass.
Nope.
With the B-rad.
Negative.
Nope.
Negative.
Mr. Serious, right down the middle.
Yep.
Yep.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, time for today's takeaways. Zolak and Bertrand with you. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, four locations, Newton, Peabody, Quincy, now in Seekonk also, awaken180weightloss.com. Okay, Indianapolis Colts finally have a head coach, and I just scratched my head. Why was Josh McDaniels not comfortable with anything with the Indianapolis Colts? just bemused by it. It bewildles me. Bewildle. Bewilderment.
What was the other word you used today?
Exuberant.
Exuberant.
Exorbitant.
Exorbitant.
Exorbitant and bewiddles.
Here's your fearless leader, Jim Irsay. Try to come up with words to introduce his new head coach, Frank Reich.
It's great to be here. It's been a process to get here as an owner when you have your general manager in place, but your head coach isn't in place as well. It feels strange. I mean, it's kind of like part of you is missing, I can only say this is that we really feel blessed having Frank as our our head coach. I can't say enough about just him being in his prime, his experience, everything he brings to the table.
He's good.
Yeah. He is. He's Tommy Boy.
Brings it to the table.
It's like Chris, Farley sat down with...
Always bringing it.
Chris Farley sat down with...
brings it.
Patrick Swayze. It's awesome, man.
It's just... I can't say enough about a guy.
Brings awesome.
It. Said he was going to come here, and now he's coming here. That's different for us.
He's got a lot of experience. You know where he was? Like do you have any clue what he coached or where he coached? He couldn't even name it. He probably doesn't even know. He was at UCF. At all.
He was the team of the bird. Yeah. He's got a bird on the helmet there.
I talked to him, and like I said, we feel very blessed. Colts Nation.
Colts Nation.
Hashtag Colts Nation.
Hardy, takeaway.
Do it for the shoe.
Yes. We were talking earlier about what got us on the subject, Jim?
Love.
NBA All-Star Game. The
NBA All-Star Game. That's right. Phil Kessel being picked last at the NHL All-Star Game. This is excruciating.
It's an all-timer.
All right, and so we're not going to make Phil Kessel wait any longer. Go ahead, Nick Lidstrom, and make the announcement for Phil Kessel. Go ahead, Nick. Announce it.
All right.
All right. We're happy with our last pick in the draft. We'll take Phil Kessel.
You know what? There is no shame. There are more than 600 players in the National Hockey League. Uh-huh. There were only 36 drafted today. Uh-huh. There are several hundred out there that would love to be here today. So, Phil Kessel. Phil, come on down for a second. Phil?
Phil?
Come on down for a second. Phil?
Come on, you little moon face.
Hey, Phil. Phil, come on down for a second. Come on down. Come on down.
Come on, Phil.
Let's give a hand for Phil Kessel, guys.
Yeah. There's a bag of nuts for those cheeks of yours.
That's why the NBA draft needs to be televised for that moment.
I need that. I need that in the NBA. Yep.
Yes.
For both the front end of it and the back end. Who gets picked first? Right? You want that, and then you want to see who goes last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which ego gets pissed
off. All the stuff in the middle doesn't matter. Mine is this, the start to our interview with Brad Stevens today. Welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens joins us once again on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Brad.
That's my fault. Hold on.
Got him?
Sorry, Brad. There you go. Now you're up.
That's all right.
Hey.
Now I'm on. What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Not a lot. Hey. Getting ready for a nice game.
Here we go. Okay.
Sal's first question for Brad Stevens.
So professional.
I am. Always so good.
The whole thing.
I am.
Whoa.
Somebody.
No, it was so. Headphones. Keep your headphones.
I'm bringing them in next week. You're asking the first question.
Yeah, will always ask the first question. You insist on
it.
Because
it sounds like, hey, guys, what's going on, man? Hey, screwed up.
Hey, okay. AFC Championship week.
No, let's say that.
You always ask the first
because
question.
You never have?
I'll ask it. I know that, no
but
problem.
It seemed like he was ready to have a little fun today. Like, hey, maybe play a little grab ass.
Nope.
With the B-rad.
Negative.
Nope.
Negative.
Mr. Serious. Right down the middle.
Yep.
Yeah.